Hello, my believer creators. This is Rob Malone here telling you or saying to you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for taking the time to tune in to Believer Creator Radio, 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 Radio. Anyway, I'm the podcast that does no sound effects, or actually does their own cheesy sound effects, here to for your listening entertainment. And to help you create believers, because once you create believers, you are the only option. And that's what we're all looking for. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready to rumble? So I've been talking about stories here. I went through the hero's journey. And so we're going to start putting together some components that will help you create believers. And the first thing we'll look at is a thing called the attractive character. Now, most of this comes from a brilliant internet marketer named Russell Brunson, and one of my mentors, and probably, if not the most successful, one of the most successful internet marketers out there. And he has worked with numerous industries. And from selling a flashlight online, you know, to the most sophisticated systems, he has come up with a formula that tends to work, you know, over and over again. Now, depending on your product, you may have to do some modifications, but the general principle is good. And so what we want to do is we want to take this and apply it to trial attorneys so that you can become, you know, you can become a believer creator, and then you are the only option anyone's interested in. So the first component we're going to talk about is the attractive character. And this concept actually comes from a guy who did a thing for dating. And his name escapes me, but he had a site that was specifically for men on how to get women to be attracted to you. And he came up with this concept, the attractive character. And he started using it and then telling other people about it. And other people started using it. And they found this is really successful. And the crux of the attractive character is that it's you. You are the attractive character. You have an audience, and they must identify with you, find you a leader and someone they would want to follow. So we're just going to quickly go through some of the elements of attractive character. So rule number one is that to become an attractive character, you have to live the life your audience wishes they could live. So how does this play out with a trial attorney? So you want to kind of be the crusader, the person who is getting justice for the downtrodden, right? And you don't overplay this like a superhero. You can just do this through relating stories where you have gotten people compensation for, you know, a personal injury, you know, a workman's comp, whatever it is, some kind of claim where they you were able to be their hero, their champion. All right. So you are living the life of this crusader. So here are some of the elements that make up an attractive character. There's the backstory, right? Why did you become a lawyer? What was it that attracted you to law? And then you want to speak in parables. Now, not like the Oracle of Delphi, but parables just means you're going to be telling stories. And we talked a lot yesterday about the hero's journey. And there's another concept from Russell Brunson called the Epiphany Bridge. And we'll get to that in future episodes. The other thing about being an attractive character, you have character flaws. You can't be perfect because they have to be able to relate to you. They have to, you know, if you're perfect, they become intimidated by you. So you have to be vulnerable and be open with sharing flaws. Here is something that people struggle with: polarity. An attractive character has polarity. When you are neutral, you are boring. Boring. You're white milk toast. No one cares about you. There's no flavor. There's nothing, no spice. Nothing to make the senses tingle. You're boring. We don't want boring. All right? So that means that we have to have polarity. Now, this doesn't mean that we are we're controversial to a certain extent, but it doesn't mean that you are just not obstinate, but where you are just taking an opposing side, argumentative. And not that you are being argumentative, but if we look at this, so like there's the crazy, right? And then there's the mainstream. So crazy means you're too far off, right? Mainstream means you're neutral and you're boring. So somewhere in between the crazy and the neutral is, you know, is a polarity that people can relate to. So you basically want to be slightly controversial, and you don't have to pick things to be controversial. Odds are there's some things that you believe in and you stand for that are not quite mainstream. Just identify them. Just really take an inventory of what you stand for, what your beliefs are, and be true to them. Okay? So these are the elements. There's like four elements: the backstory, talking in parables, character flaws, and polarity. Then there's the identity of the attractive character. And you're basically going to be one of these four. Now, you could possibly be two, but you're never more than two. So either you're the leader, the person just stands up and leads. You could be the adventurer, the crusader, going for the next adventure. You could be the reporter or the evangelist. And that is kind of like where you just report on things. You are like a curator of information, if you will, and you report. And then you find a cause and you become an evangelist for the cause. Or you could be the reluctant hero, not something you're really, you know, wanting to do, but just kind of got thrust into it. That's kind of like a Luke Skywalker is the reluctant hero. Ulysses would have been the leader, you know. He also would have been adventurer, crusader, reporter, evangelist. I can't come up with a great example off the top of my head for that, but let's look at like maybe Walter Cronkite could be the reporter, evangelist. Ernest Angley, right? Boy, that's going back some years. Trying to think of someone more relevant. Anyway, this is these are some people, right, that could be the even a Barack Obama could kind of be the reporter, evangelist, and leader type of identity. Trump would be the leader, adventurer, crusader, and so forth. So the next rule we want to talk about is absolute certainty. The more you share your message with others, the more certainty you will build and find your voice. So in other words, just go out and talk, right? Go out and spread your message. Do it through a podcast, a blog, right? Meetings, be a speaker, whatever. Talk to people on the street. But the more prolific you are, the more that you put your message out there, okay, then the more that you're going to identify that certainty, right? As you start talking about these things, the more clarity you get and the more certain you become about things. Rule number three is don't be boring. We've talked about that. Rule number four is understand persuasion. So there are basically five pillars of persuasion, and I covered this in an earlier podcast. But just quickly, you encourage dreams, justify failures, allay fears, confirm suspicions, and throw rocks at common enemies. Okay. So those are the five rules of persuasion, and I will talk more about them in the future, but you can also go back to previous podcasts, and I don't remember which one it was off the top of my head, but I will try to find that for you in a future one. And then you have to care a lot. You have to have empathy. You have to really have empathy for the people that you're dealing with. You have to understand their struggles, what they're going through, and you have to reinforce that you feel their pain. And then you have to offer them value from the perceived relationship with you. So, you know, effectively you are their counsel, right? You are their champion. You are the one that's going to get them vindicated, compensated, whatever. So that is the perceived value. And you have to be able to communicate that effectively to them. And when we get into Epiphany Bridge stories, then that will we can get more into how you can communicate this to them. Oh my goodness. Oh my Atlanta. We are at almost 10 minutes. Let's cut this thing short. So, or cut it off now. So thank you for listening in. And I don't have a quote for you. So until next time, thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping in. Go out, crush it, and carpe diem.